Welcome to the Heart of Humans podcast, where we discover what truly matters to the heart. I'm your host, Jennifer Lee, your heart connection catalyst. Together, we'll navigate the exciting yet sometimes messy journey of crafting a life that reflects your authentic self. Get ready to open up your heart and navigate the unpredictable currents of life together, exploring relationships, self-discovery, and the power of heart-centered living. I have something to share with you. I believe that everyone's perspective on their best version of themselves is valid. What I hope for is that your perspective is treated with respect. With that said, I know not everyone's going to agree with your best version of yourself or my best version of myself. I'm going to give an example as an artist. If I think the best version of myself is being an artist, which it is, because it's coming from a place where I'm inspired to grow, I hope that people respect that. But not everyone will. And that's because dedicating your time and, your time and energy into something that your circle of friends and family doesn't understand, it goes against the expectations of what is expected from you and what they need from you. We're all human beings that have different needs, and all of us are not immune to the fact that we feel strongly an affinity towards someone when our needs are met. And when they're not met or they can't meet our needs, then we don't have the same level of respect for them. It's very interesting. You might experience maybe even anger or contempt because you're expected to be like the others, or you're expected to be predictable, like the good girl. And you're not even endangering yourself or anybody else, but somehow you hold a different view from your family or your friends, but you're not even trusted to hold that worldview as your own. It's almost as if people can't believe that that worldview is yours. Yeah, let me say that again. It's almost as if people can't believe that that worldview is yours. Because they might even associate your worldview with a group of uncivilized, uneducated vagrants. Could that be the case? I know, because I've been in that situation. Quickly judge someone for voting for Trump without understanding what their values are. We can hear someone's sense of superiority, of knowing what's absolute best for us, because they talk as if their worldview is the only worldview that matters. We can tell when people are open to other worldviews existing. And I'm not saying we can't be mad about other worldviews existing, but my point is this. We need to respect people's worldviews if we want ours to be considered. I think people have a really poor way of challenging people's perspectives because we are so focused on why someone is wrong versus understanding why they believe what they believe. If we want respect for our own worldview, we need to show respect for others. You know the saying, we are reflections of each other. Very spiritual. Namaste, people. We are only reflections of each other. And it's true, because we reflect value in each other. We reflect value in each other. Sounds very simple. It is not. I'll give you an example. My worldview was challenged by someone who didn't like the fact that I was selling a gift for my dad because it was disrespectful to him. And I mean challenge, because they didn't try to understand where my money would be going or if the gift had any sentimental value to me or my dad, or how it would affect me if I did keep the gift, and so on. So his view is that if someone gives you a gift, you keep it. And I respect that. His love language might be more limited to gift giving. It might enrich his life to give gifts in hopes that people value his thoughtfulness or hard-earned money. Or maybe he quickly judged me for being greedy. Because I never saw anyone, let alone this man, be so triggered by my decision to sell a gift. And to be clear, this wasn't a really expensive gift. It was under $50. It wasn't cheap, but it wasn't expensive. Maybe he didn't know that. But he did not once stop to understand what my view are on gifts. One of my primary love languages is gifts. The other being words of affirmation, quality time. I give gifts for many different reasons. I give gifts to help people on their journey, to share some of my values with them, or to create memories with them. But at the end of the day, my gifts for people are for them. We all assign value to something in varying degrees, and to me, that's very personal. And it's really up to them to decide what they do with their valued items. Luckily, I do see value in the perspective of holding on to gifts, and I could agree with him on many different contexts. But my point is this: if we don't reflect value in another person's worldview, we are not willing to hear people from a clear mind and an open heart. If we don't reflect value in another person's worldview, we're not willing to hear people from a clear mind and an open heart. And where there's judgment, there's a lack of understanding. I don't know. I think if he could have invited me into his worldview by sharing how holding on to gifts creates value in his friendships, right? And has enriched his life in some way or in many ways. And it could have been an inspiring way for me to look at gifts. But instead, I felt distasteful, and I felt a lack of respect. You see where I'm going with this? We should seek to understand. You know, he might have learned that I wasn't a greedy person. I'm not a greedy person. Building bridges gives us a deeper insight into the human experience. We are most effective in getting our perspectives heard when we invite people to seek and honor their values. We are ineffective when we don't recognize that their worldview has value and can hold a mirror for everybody. He didn't articulate this, but I see past the words in him holding value in gifts. You know, you could create more meaningful relationships. It's like, if that was what he represented, I could see that, and I could see that in myself. I think the entirety of our experience and perspectives are lenses of a kaleidoscope, and it provides, it's like a multidimensional view of the world. It helps us gain understanding of like what human beings need to feel valued and loved. And there's so many ways. There's so many ways to get there. But fundamentally, we're all the same. We want to feel valued and we want to feel loved. Which way is yours? How do you get there? That's what I'm curious about. Thank you for tuning in. Please follow, subscribe, and keep listening, because I definitely want to keep this going. Let's keep moving forward on this amazing journey together. Until next time, remember, you are not alone.